Ще ви срещнем с двамата разследващи журналисти – Димитър Стоянов и Атила Биров.
Victoria Marinova proudly promoting her new current affairs show last month on the Bulgarian channel TVN. But she would only ever get to host one edition. Last weekend, she was found dead in a park, having been raped, strangled and beaten over the head several times. At the time of our recording, it was unclear whether her murder was linked to her work. Bulgarian media have reported that Marinova was not really an investigative journalist. She was the former wife of the TV channel's owner and had merely introduced the investigative interview, they said. One theory that police are pursuing is that Marinova was killed by a patient from a nearby psychiatric facility. But the way investigators quickly sought to play down her work just hours after the killing has left many Bulgarians suspicious, including longtime investigative journalist Asen Yordanov.
It's suspicious because I know that when they use the methods of such propaganda, they have something to hide. I don't think it's normal, without having somebody who is catched by the police, to spread out a version from the first hour that it's a sexual murder from some who is crazy or something like that. There is no logic to do that. They could do that if they are trying to hide something.
Yordanov's investigative reporting website, Bivol, had linked up with Marinova's TV show, Detector, to uncover allegations of widespread fraud of EU funds. Among those implicated in the scandal were several high-ranking Bulgarian and Russian officials. As the team were finalizing the details of their probe, Yordanov said they received a serious threat.
We had a confidential information that the guys exposed in our investigation and publications, I mean not only Bulgarian one, but Russians, are going to make something sharp against the team. And we sent this information to Reporters Without Borders and to French authorities too, because we don't believe Bulgarian authorities. We expected all the time something bad to happen, but we never expected that it could be our colleague in Russia, for example.
Bulgarian investigators insist there was no direct threat against Marinova. But Pauline Adas-Mevel, head of the Balkans desk for Reporters Without Borders, acknowledged that they'd been made aware that the journalism team were in danger.
Our organization is making calls to the Bulgarian authorities about the safety of journalists 2 weeks ahead of this assassination, to request from the Bulgarian authorities that they provide some security for the journalist who published the investigative report on the tax fraud scandal.
Along with the EU and the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Reporters Without Borders has called for a serious and thorough investigation into Marinova's murder.
We need to know whether this is linked to a professional activity or not. But in between, there is no way that the journalists who feel threatened, who were attacked, or those who say they need some security should be left like this without any security.
The bomb that killed the investigative journalist and blogger close to her home.
Marinova was the third EU journalist to be killed in the space of a year. Daphne Caruana Galizia was killed in a car bombing last October in Malta, and Jan Kuciak was murdered in Slovakia in February. Both cases were thought to be linked to their work, uncovering alleged corruption in their respective countries.
Galizia's research into leaked documents known as the Panama Papers suggested the Prime Minister's wife owned a stake in a shell company that engaged in large-scale money laundering.
Bulgarian investigative journalists, meanwhile, complain of intimidation and obstruction as they attempt to do their job. Reporters Without Borders described in a report this summer how journalists would receive coded messages, defamatory campaigns and physical assaults, which of course often leads to self-censorship.
Unfortunately, being an investigative journalist in Bulgaria is today something that is on the paper possible, in practice not possible because of all the obstacles these journalists face. So today we hope that the Bulgarian authorities will consider our calls, will hear what the European institutions are telling them, and will really take into consideration the fact that investigative journalists have to be respected.
The organization's World Press Freedom Index shows Bulgaria falling from year to year and is now the lowest of any EU country, at 111th out of 180 countries worldwide. Yordanov, who's been an investigative journalist for more than 20 years, has had two attempts on his life.
I alerted the police and the police made an investigation and they found that the first way guy who ordered me was the leader of a political party in Bulgaria, and the second time he was a high-level prosecutor. None of these investigations was finished. So how could you consider to be protected here in this country?
A few days after Marinova's murder, a second suspect, a Bulgarian man, was arrested in Germany in connection with her killing. A first suspect was released without charge after being questioned by police. And if anything good has come out of Marinova's murder, it is perhaps the recognition of the increased threat faced by journalists here in Europe. Now dazzling brighter than ever is the spotlight on the widespread corruption that continues to blight Bulgaria, the EU's poorest country. Nick Martin, DW.